Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we are discussing over and over and over and over again. Well, that wasn't the right way to say it. But anyway, we're talking about repeating past lives and issues from past lives. You have a perplexed look on your face, Neil.
I'm stifling a sneeze.
But are you?
I succeeded. Victory.
But did you hear something odd?
In the music, I heard a thumping never heard before.
Hmm. Well, I turned up the bass.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't. But this is a bassy sound today. I'm going to make a more bass-driven sound on these speakers. Anyway, that's what we're discussing. We've got some callers in the queue. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And we invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. And here on Blog Talk Radio, but most importantly, Facebook. That's where we're the most active. So definitely check us out there. All right, 407 area code is first. And this is Michelle. Hello.
Hey, Kristen. Hey, Neil. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Michelle?
I'm okay. I just wanted to call.
Just okay today.
It's cold here in Florida. I'm cold.
Really? How cold is it?
It's like 65. That's pretty cold for us.
That's a line that Ike McMahon used to give to Johnny Carson. Well, how cold is it?
Oh, really?
Johnny Carson would make a joke.
I've watched some of those shows. I mean, you know, but not, it wasn't on the air when I was really old enough to appreciate it. But we're around the same temperature here, Michelle, I think.
Oh, okay.
Florida.
Oh.
No, we're actually right now it's 56 here.
Oh, that's even a little colder.
Colder than you.
Hard.
Yeah, I'm cold this morning too. Anyway, enough about the weather. What's going on?
Well, I'm okay. I just kind of wanted to have like a check-in, and I know you're not a doctor or anything. I just kind of wanted to have a check-in about all the like medical stuff that I'm doing. I mean, I basically went to the doctor to get just everything checked out, you know, just to, you know, annual checks and all that to see where we're at. Nothing's been alarming. My cholesterol is a little high. I mean, that's, you know, whatever, I can work on that. And I have a referral to go look at my wrist. That's good. I do have to do a follow-up mammogram. I'm not excited about that. I mean, I'm not nervous about it, but so I just want to ask, like, is everything going okay? Am I getting everything checked out? Do you have any suggestions, advice, or like whatever message for this?
Well, you've done a full gynecological like checkup, correct? I mean, aside from the mammogram.
Yeah, I can't get that till next week.
The mammogram will happen next week. So that's on the. So you've done everything essentially except that, but that's in motion. And, and then your wrist, you have like, I don't know what you, I remember you mentioning that last time.
I have a ganglion on my wrist.
Oh, God.
You know, Michelle, we can't give medical advice. We're not licensed to do that. So we have to make that announcement.
No, I'm not asking for that.
But we can give thoughts about psychic energy. And
we just
and
have to make
like that
disclaimer.
We just have to
before
say
we give a thought. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Put ourselves in a compromising position.
We're not licensed. We are not doctors. We have no authority to give medical advice. We cannot do that. But we can just give psychic impressions and things like that. But I want to ask you one question and think about this in a very liberal, broad way. Do you have any And if you do, then say it. And if you don't, then try to make it, try to draw on something. But do you have any connection to the game of tennis?
Yeah, I took tennis lessons. I wasn't very good at it, and I don't like tennis.
Okay, the only reason that it's coming up is that I saw when right before you talked about your wrist, this image of tennis came up. Now, you took it once, you didn't like it, you didn't go for it, but there must be something on a past life level that has to do with you, with our past life, with you having something to do with tennis. And what happens, Michelle, is that we come back, and if there's any energy left in, from a former lifetime, that energy could occupy a month out of our life, a week, or indeed an entire lifetime. There's something about your past life and tennis that resulted in something that produced a karma.
With her wrist.
Maybe you cheated. Maybe you did something wrong during tennis. Maybe you, and so the karma of, you didn't get karma for playing tennis. You got karma for something that was associated with playing tennis in a past life. And the only inch of a validation I have is that you took it for a very short period of time. You didn't like it. But that gives me a sense of validation that little piece left, it's like a fossil, like a chip of a fossil. That little piece is demonstrating to me that there was a bigger dinosaur in the past. And so there's something to do with that. Now, do you have a brother?
No.
You don't have a brother?
No.
Husband, boyfriend?
I had a husband.
Oh.
I'd like a boyfriend.
What happened to your husband?
We're no longer married.
When did you get divorced?
2012. We were together till 2015, though.
To your knowledge,
did we know that?
I don't know.
That.
To your knowledge, did he ever cheat? According to your experience, did he ever do any form of cheating?
Yes, he actually used to do bicycle racing, and don't ask me how, okay? But whatever year he was born, he was too old for the contest, so his parents changed his birth certificate, and he's on paper, he's 1 year younger to be in the contest.
See, so that is the male counterpart of cheating in a sport. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? That's the male counterpart of cheating in a sport. Now I'm figuring out that you and he had a past life. And in that past life, when you were the tennis star, you were with him, and together you did something that had to do with cheating.
Do you happen to have his birthday just for our records?
I do. It's March 17. I know.
Wow, in your day.
And his real birthday is 80, but the paperwork says 81.
Interesting. 1981 was changed. 10/28.
29/11/2.
Yeah. Wait, but not really. He's a 28/10/1. He did fake
his birth
date.
No, but his real is 80. His real birth date is 80.
And his birth date wasn't 11, changed until like later
right.
on, like when he was like
right.
10 or 11 or 12, I think.
Yeah.
So he would. Right. It would have been interesting.
Well, we have
that
to go with the real
record. Birth date, but it his changed birth date, he would be the same karmic and master number as Michelle.
No, yeah,
but we,
that's
yeah,
like
no,
saying Jeff
right.
Benny was 39.
But it's.
Well, what's your birthday, Michelle?
It's 10/17/74.
Oh. Well, okay. So your journey about the medical question has a little
mm-hmm.
bit to do with karma from a past life. So
okay.
it looks mild, the cholesterol level. Now you're going in for a mammogram, which I think probably will be, I don't know.
But you
I
had
mean,
your last mammogram recently. Why
yeah.
don't you tell her all about it?
Right. I think it's You know, I don't, we're psychics. You know, I don't pick up any. I don't pick up anything.
No, but the only thing that I have a question about is the ganglion. How do they treat that? Do they excise it or what? Or do they do nothing?
I've read that you can have it drained, which is what I would like. I don't want surgery. I'd like it drained.
Probably uncomfortable.
Well,
it bothers me sometimes.
Michelle, for our general reading, what's significant here is that there's traces of a past life that have spread over into this lifetime that is causing some mild concerns about health. So
and
when you ask us about health, we're going over to a past life to understand where the origins of whatever health conditions you have are coming from. But I'm not... as of this moment, I don't think it's anything serious.
But I think most specifically the ganglion relates to the tennis. I mean, maybe overall, but the wrist, you know, because...
The wrist does. The wrist does from a past life.
Right.
Because we picked up on the energy before you said anything about wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So it has something to do with that. Just for fun, did you ever know anybody with the name Billy?
Bill. We had a neighbor. We had a neighbor, Bill Bailey, when I was a kid.
Okay. Did he ever come home?
Sorry. I missed that one. I don't know.
No.
She doesn't.
You don't know.
It's a song.
Why don't you come
home,
Bill Bailey. Okay.
Was
the neighbor nice or was he cranky?
No, he was cool. He was kind of fun. You know, always laughing.
Okay.
He and his wife were kind of crazy.
Real quick question. We have other callers. Did anybody in your family ever dress up like some family members do, like Santa Claus, and play like Santa Claus?
Yeah, my dad did, and also my husband.
Well,
that's weird.
You know, you can't run down the street and pick out 10 people who dressed up like Santa Claus. You know, maybe you'll find 2, 3. But not everybody does it. So you see what we're doing, Michelle. The energies of the reading are connecting to validations, even though they seem to be a little bit off the beaten track. They're validations. And so they're rushing in. And they're all over the map, from Dennis to, you know, Billy, William, Santa Claus. They're all over the map, which means that there's little diverse hot spots of karma in your life, which are now manifesting in your body as little hot spots around your body. They're just little hot spots, but they're not, we pray to God and we don't think that there's anything to do with cancer or anything like that. They're just little hot spots left from a deeper karma.
And that's typical.
That's typical.
Everybody has...
I would only say to you,
ailments on some level,
if you want to know the truth of what my concern would be to protect yourself from any radiant sun exposure.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's in Florida too, so probably the cold weather is good for you then.
Okay, you mean like don't go out in the sun a lot, wear sun protection, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Wear a hat, wear a sunscreen. Are you fair-skinned?
Yeah, I am. And actually, the last several years, I don't like the sun as much. So I do usually wear a hat and sunglasses and all that. I cover up.
Well, wear sunscreen.
But you need to do that, too, in the cooler weather because you still get UV rays. So.
And if you ever have any suspicious moles or something on your body, discoloring freckles or something... then go to a doctor.
I have some on my face, yeah.
Go to a dermatologist. Have you had them checked by a dermatologist?
No, I haven't gotten to that yet.
Well, maybe, you know, that was something that happened to you, too. Do you have melanoma in your family or anything like that?
No, none of that. Mm-mm.
So, you know, no rush, but...
Do you follow us on...
She does. She's on our... Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Newly, but yeah, she does.
Yeah, there's a guise that you do. Good.
Okay, Michelle.
Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it and everything that you said. I'm just trying to, like, get it all together so I can move on with life. So thank you very, very much.
Yes. Well, yeah. Keep us posted on what transpires. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Is that the same Michelle that Paul McCartney was?
No one's getting the song references.
Somewhere I'll hit the mark.
His bell. Okay. 949 area code. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Selena.
I'm sorry, who? Hard to hear.
This is Selena.
Selena. Oh, hi, Selena. Hi, Selena.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Selena. Good, thanks. How do you spell your name again? Is it with an S?
S-A-L-I-N-A.
Okay. And give us your birth date.
6/17/1962.
Okay. How is it going?
Good. I just wanted to see any updates in regards to me and my relationship with Drew. We're still going on.
So things are good. His name is Drew. What's his birthday?
His birthday is May 31st.
In the year?
He's 61, so I forgot what year.
He's 61 years old. So.
So he's 1957.
19.
This is a current relationship?
Yeah, and things were going. How long have you been together so far?
Going on a year, almost a year.
Okay, and you don't live together yet?
Nope, not yet.
Well, he's a 31-4, right?
Yeah.
Did I do that right?
Mm-hmm.
His karmic numbers and his day. And things are going well. I mean, I remember the last time you called, things were pretty progressive. Isn't he like, does he do something in real estate? I can't remember. Or investment banking?
Last time I talked to you, I was just maybe worried about how our relationship was going in the future. But, you know, we've been taking one day at a time. I mean, it's been slow, the process, but we get along pretty well.
Yeah. Has he ever talked about any kind of problem with his foot or his ankle?
He does have a leg problem sometimes that he has difficulty sleeping at night.
Yeah. So his leg would hurt at night and it was just pain and things like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. So that read is on his body, but that read on his body is connecting to more subtle tones of energy narration. And the subtle tones of energy narration is that the man feels safe with the relationship as it is, but he's not going to feel as safe if it's prompted to become like a marriage or anything that's live in permanently. It's not that he can't do it. It's that he's got issues that make him feel uncomfortable about the issue, about the topic. So he's a little bit, He's a little bit behind his adult common brain. I mean, you don't have to get married and have a significant other that you spend your life with in order to be mature. But in his individual case, he's tackling a problem about the elements of intimacy that are just beyond the physicality of being with somebody and having a good time and taking it day by day. If you are looking for some kind of stamp of approval, like I want to get married, I want our relationship to be more firmly established, you might have a problem with him because he's behind that eight ball. He's behind that. He's not ready for something like that. So if you don't pressure him and you keep it the way it is, it probably will be fine. If you're wanting more, then either you have to adjust right now to his level and not want it and just take day by day, or, you know, or you're going to get uncomfortable and in your own skin, because you're not getting what you want, and it won't be as healthy for you as you would otherwise want it to be.
When we last talked, Selena, correct me if I'm wrong, but you had wanted some, if I'm remembering correctly, you had wanted some financial help from him, but we were suggesting that it wasn't a good idea to make that known at that time. And
right.
I didn't
bother him with that. As for what he was saying in regards to our relationship, he is on the fence in regards to going in the marriage direction, and he's already voiced that. He voiced that months ago. And so I do take it day by day, and I don't pressure him or anything like that. He seems very happy with me. He says he loves me. I think he got seriously hurt from being married for 30 years, and 30 of those years, half of them, he was just living with the person as a roommate. So, but at the same time, you know, I want to know in regards to moving forward, you know, I mean, it's going to be a year now, and how happy we're going to be like for next year. Are we going to be happy, or we're going to keep moving in the right direction? And what are we doing?
Does he want to, I mean, has he expressed desire to ever like cohabitate, or is he saying, I don't want to live with anyone?
No, you know, right now he doesn't live with anyone. He has his own house too. And he has, you know, a nice size house. But no,
he has an offer financial help that you need, right?
No.
So he's keeping
his your financial help. Is it under 5,000 or above 5,000?
You mean income monthly?
Is her financial help that she's asking?
Oh, the help.
Oh, it was for my car. I wanted some help for my car or for my move at the point when I called you last. That was, I think, like early summer. And I've moved since then and got another place to live for my son
when
and
he
I.
When he declined,
I don't think he declined. I think she just didn't ask.
Oh, she didn't ask.
I didn't ask.
You know, Selena, if you're waiting for a marriage or a deeper commitment, I don't think you're going to get it. I think what you'll end up getting, it's not a prediction, but based on just some energy levels here, I think what you'll get is what you've been getting. And I think if you pressure him, which you don't seem to be doing, but if you did pressure him, he'd leave. If you don't, he's okay with the way things are. It's just, you know, you have to think, Selena, do you want to be married? Do you want somebody who's ready to make a commitment? Then you might have to jump away from Drew and find somebody else. If you're content with this and things are going along okay, and you're ready to take it day by day, maybe the future will prove me wrong and you'll get married. I don't think that will happen. But I could be proven wrong. I think if you go day by day, you've got a man, you have a companion, and things will move along as they are.
Did something change? Because at one point you did say before that you felt like this was marriage material.
Yeah, and I remember that. So
it's marriage. You see here, let me explain. It's marriage material, but he's goofing off. You see, it's like having an eighth grader who can do eighth grade work, but they keep playing hooky, they're goofing off, and if they would apply themselves, they could get A's and B's. How many times have teachers said that to students? He's marriage material.
He was married previously for 30 years, but he's not moving past whatever issues he has came out of that marriage.
When someone says, I've been wounded, I don't want to do that again. That's legitimate. I mean, you don't have to, but that doesn't mean that that you can have your cake and eat it too. I don't want to get married, but I'll find a woman who does want that, and I'll just keep it on my level because I've been hurt before. Well, what he ultimately indirectly does is he hurts you. He should say to you, look, you want marriage. I'm not ready for it. You should find somebody else if you really want that in your future. But he doesn't. He's selfish. He's a selfish man on that level. and he's not, mm-hmm. and he has a big home, and he's content, and you fit into his comfort package because he wants a woman, but he wants it on his terms.
Do you spend a lot of time at his home with him? I mean, how often do you spend
on the weekend? On the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you have a convenient relationship. You just have a relationship of convenience. Basically,
he says he loves her. I mean,
no. Listen, he loves you with conditions. He loves you under his conditions. You know, and when we said potentially, what I'm telling you is that the man has the, if the man got through these issues, he'd be great. You see, I'm not contradicting myself. He'd be great, but he's a bad student at life in terms of relationships. Well, you know, I flunked the third grade, so I think I'll flunk the eighth too.
So, Selena,
he's not growing up.
At this point, you feel, because you said it's been a year, you feel that you would like the relationship to be in a different place than it is now.
Well, I like where it's at now. I just want to know, in moving forward, to, you know, I mean, I want to continue to be, I mean, I've been happy to, you know, we've enjoyed each other's company, and it's moved forward. I mean, from what you guys had predicted last time, everything's been going really good. But now, in regards to, you saying now that he's not going to be transitioning, maybe not ever, toward marriage, that's a concern for me, because I don't know if I want to get married, but at the same time, I like the option open if I wanted to get married, that he would want to marry me. And, you know, and I don't want our relationship to be stagnant, you know.
I have a question about the marriage, because, you know, something I'm also wondering is if the marriage conversation had not happened the last time you spoke with us, I don't think.
Well,
I don't think
I did speak with you guys about that, and you know, Neil felt like, you know, that definitely that he's seen that this would go in the area
of
marriage.
But I know that we discussed it, but I'm regarding this Drew's response to you. Had he at that point said, "I do not want to get married again," or was this later?
This was later. This was
later,
after.
So I'm thinking, what I think is that because it was later, in terms of the energy field, I think the reason, you know, I just think that the progression of the relationship, now you're picking up something different, Neil, about the relationship than you were in the first call, because perhaps there was a different vibration.
Well, I wonder if he's picking up energy too from, like, this weekend we talked, we talked Friday, and then this weekend we didn't see each other because I spent time with my son. He told me he's going to go do some stuff with a friend. And then since then, you know, we've just been texting and missing each other by phone call. And last night I asked him to call me, and he didn't call. He fell asleep. He's been working. He has his own business. And then he's been texting me, and he told me, he sent me smiley face with kisses. And then this morning he texted me this morning, said good morning, but he was supposed to call me. So we haven't seen each other. You know, we usually talk to each other. So it was just really weird that we haven't had conversation over the phone and talk to each other.
Well,
because we've been busy.
You see, you got to listen real closely. What I'm saying is that the first call, we said, marriage, blah, blah, blah. The second call, it's not, I'm saying that the man, the energy of the man is meant for a marriage. He should marry you. What I'm saying, he should grow up and marry you. I'm basing that on the premise that the energy is good for it. It would be a good marriage. It would be a good thing. It would be good.
Right. I understand, but his maturity is not there for the marriage. You know, he still, you know, is being very immature, very not doing anything to take action in that direction. and
right.
pushing him immature about
that.
It.
I totally
alienate him. That's the problem.
Yeah. In regard
pushing
to that.
Him towards that or guiding him there. I mean, you're going to have to do it very carefully because
yeah.
Would,
and I totally get I totally get what you're saying. Absolutely. I just want to know, in moving forward, do you see this as a good relationship to have to be in?
It depends what you want. If you want to
go ahead.
If you want to have a relationship that is, you know, a status quo, what you're experiencing now, then yes, it's possible that there can be a change, but the likelihood of there being a change is not great. It would take a lot of maneuvering to get
let
there.
Let me help you out a little bit.
Me or her.
The idea, if he's going to get married, here's some things that I'm picking up on what he would want. A prenuptial. He doesn't want to feel that in it.
I'm not interested in getting married right now. I mean, the marriage thing, I understand what you're saying about the maturity. I totally get that. I know that's for true and for sure. I'm not trying to rush to get married.
You're looking for a deeper commitment.
I want to be happy and have a good relationship. So, in moving forward, because I mean, the connection is strong and still there, and we get along so well. I mean, I just want to know, in moving forward, is this a good place to be?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I mean
there's room for growth. Selena,
yeah.
There's room for growth. Yeah.
And that's what I would like to know. If there's room for growth, that's at least something that's an opening.
I'll give you a little hint. If you find out, not that this has to do with money, but if you find out that he just shares with you that he opened up a second bank account anywhere, he just says, "Oh, I opened up a second bank account." That's a sign that there may be you may be getting closer to a deeper commitment.
Hopefully, it'll have your name on it. No, just kidding. I mean, that would be nice.
Well, he's very Jewish in regards to money, and he is Jewish, but he's very tightwad with money and stuff. And actually, I respect that. I appreciate that, and he's very good with it. So I just want to make sure there's room for me in growth in his life.
Well, let's make sure that we. Think that any religion, ethnic group can have its frugal members and also its more generous population. So anyway, did you want to say anything?
No, I mean there's a chance, Selena. We both agree that he's not mature when it comes to making hard decisions about relationships, and we both understand that. I think we're all together on this. There's a potential for marriage, but it has to be a big change. But if you're happy with the way it is, with some attitude about growth, that's a possibility, a very good possibility. He's just going to have to get through some things.
Real quick, before we move on to
Illinois, you got to do something with that flock of geese.
God, it's really loud. Does he have kids?
Yeah, he has one, but his son is married and has kids, and he doesn't even talk to him.
He's got some problems. But don't worry. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being in this relationship and letting it work its way. I would say by next October, really consider what you want.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
If it's in the same place, maybe, consider moving on. Okay, Selena, thank you. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, 404 is our next caller. Okay, hi.
Hi, you guys. Namaste. It's Lolita.
Hey, I was just thinking about you yesterday. That's crazy.
Lolita?
Yes.
That is so great. Oh, my goodness.
I thought about you yesterday.
Really?
Oh, I really did. I know
that's
exactly
awesome.
Where I was in the house.
Valdemar's been thinking about you a lot.
Hilarious.
That's awesome. Y'all need to connect with me then sometimes. All good.
Okay.
You never know. So I have a curious question here. So I would like to know if you see any blockages occurring in my gifts. I'm very claircognizant. and waiting for, not say waiting, but the clairvoyancy abilities. I know my third eye is open. Just wondering if you saw anything. I've been in surrender mode for a while, and I just, something told me to call you to see if you saw anything that might be preventing. I have went to a lot of healers to see. I do readings and energy work, and I just say what I got to say and just do it. So it's, but I'm looking forward to the day where I'm able to connect and talk to spirit and hear it. My clairaudiency was kicking in for a while, but it's totally stopped.
Well, what's your birth date again? Give us your birth
12/30/72.
30/72. Well, what, I mean, just give us a brief synopsis of your, how your psychic abilities emerged and then what you've done in order to refine them.
I've always been claircognizant. When I speak, I know I'm just speaking. Sometimes when my blood sugar drops, I just, that lets me know that spirit was talking through me. I just speak. And when I do, say energy work, I just do. I just go over and people feel it, but I don't give them any messages or anything like that. Readings will be like angel messages and going over the cards with them, and that's about it. But as far as refining them, I went through a lot of healers and just meditated, but nothing comes to me. I've been practicing. I always do my meditation. That's all I've been doing.
Okay, Lolita.
Yes.
You said the word that I've been wanting to hear. Yeah, it was sugar. When you were talking about blockage, before you said the word sugar, you're talking about blockage. You didn't say anything about your body or anything, but I was getting something to do with sugar. So
and she owns an ice cream parlor.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, she owns an ice cream parlor. Yeah. So Lolita, so what that means is that from my standpoint, the energy that told me about the word sugar and you being aware of your sugar content was a spirit guide that is awaiting to speak to you directly. And for some reason, in your case, because I'm a big sugar fanatic, the more sugar I eat, the more spirits I hear.
No.
But the but for you, no. The sugar content of for your body is disrupting the flow of this spirit guide coming in. I would suspect that in a past life you died of diabetes, and somewhere in a past life I saw a jail sentence where you died in jail. Do you know anyone who's ever went to jail in this lifetime?
Did I?
Did anybody?
Anybody?
Anybody? You or anybody else?
For a day, for a couple hours.
Who was that?
Me.
Oh, you. Oh, what for?
A little drinky poos there, back in long time ago, 08.
Drinking? Did you pickpocket any candy on that day? No, I'm just kidding. You see, that day that you got arrested represents a past life when you spent your life in jail. Now it's all watered down because probably in a past life you were drinking, your alcohol was high, your sugar content was high, you probably killed somebody, you went to jail for manslaughter, and that was past life. In this lifetime, it's watered down. It just little tiny traces of it left. So you got one in for a day, and I'm hearing the word sugar. So your connection to your guide is based upon wrapping up the unnecessary karma now you have, just getting rid of it by keeping your sugar down, right? You got to keep your sugar down, and you got to just lead a clean life.
I've been doing keto for the last couple of weeks, so that's interesting that you're saying that. So I know when I deplete sugar, I can tell I'm going through a shift.
Isn't that a high keto?
Las Vegas.
No, that's keto. Keto is like a diet where I think it's high fat, right?
Oh yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah, and I feel so much better, and I can tell that
carbohydrates, which carbohydrates convert into sugar. So that's
You keep your sugar down.
Yeah, but I'm keeping my sugar definitely down underneath 20. Like I don't do a lot of sugar in the last couple of weeks. I've been doing strict for a while.
You're stripping? No, don't strip.
No.
No, strict.
Oh, strict, oh. Strict.
Oh, okay.
Strict. So it validates in what you're saying to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly, Leah. And if you do that, you see, because the sugar content is connected to karma, which is connected to a past life incident where you really did some damage. In this lifetime, it's all watered down, but it's still there. And in your lifetime, you can easily get rid of it. You could start hearing spirits in 3 months.
Okay. And I can relate to that. You know why? Because every time I do maybe a certain protocol and I eliminate sugar for about 30 days, I'm floating. Like, I know I'm just floating.
Better.
I'm not grounded. Yeah, absolutely. You got a lot of jokes for me today.
God. Too much.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My little residual energy then, right?
I would say, you know what? We have lots of shows on Third Eye Development in the archive. I would say go into our archive and start listening to shows about that as well. I mean, it's great.
Okay.
You know, eliminate sugar, you're going to be hearing spirits in 3 months. I mean, God, if it were only so easy. I think that also really disciplining yourself, if you want to develop your third eye to a higher proficiency, then implement some techniques to do that, besides eliminating the sugar. I don't know if you disagree with me, Neil, but...
Yeah, no, that's everything's,
you know,
good.
Beyond meditation. Meditation necessarily will not open the third eye. Meditation is great, but there are other things that you can do that.
Well, you see, your spirit guide talked to me. Your spirit guide, that is yours, not mine, but your spirit guide talked to me and told me about the sugar, and informed me that if you drop it, you're going to hear the spirit guide more. So that's what's important. Also, if I were you, I would listen to the sound. I would be very aware, go outside, whatever, and listen to the sounds of birds. Just listen. Isolate all the white noise and all the commotion and listen to birds. Listen to birds. There's going to be a signal in there.
Okay.
Okay, Lolita. Okay. Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, well, it does actually help a lot. So... do I need to do any clearings maybe with you, or will that just subside when I get rid of sugar, since you said I'm on the last phase of this karma contract with the...
You know, if you want to do something like for a half hour or something, that's up to you. I mean, it won't hurt. By far, it won't hurt.
Sorry
it
about
might
that.
It might clear some things up. It could, yeah. I mean, that's
okay.
An option. I wouldn't do anything
okay.
more than a half hour.
Okay. That sounds great. I definitely will be in touch. I appreciate you guys thinking of me yesterday. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
I'll stay and continue listening.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Okay, Pat, hi.
Hi. I wanted to, actually, that second, literally, I didn't know if I could talk. I've been having trouble swallowing, and I just read that that's a symptom of one of the medications I'm taking. Anyway, I'll ask you about that in a minute. But I wanted to let you know that my son sent me a photo of the baby and Santa on Saturday. And then I mean, it really was touch and go with him. I knew that I was at risk of him not talking to me for a long time. And then he called me and apologized. He said, if I or anyone, so kind of let him off the hook, hurt your feelings, I want to apologize. And then he said, do you want to talk about it? I said, yeah, I would like to sometime. So, and then he talked about coming here for Christmas. So I'm really very surprised.
You've been getting everything that you wanted in regard to the relationship improving.
Absolutely.
That's really great.
And thank you for sending energy that way for me.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I know.
Good.
I know you do. So thank you about that. And if you have any indication, I mean, I'm forever changed about this. I'm not going to trust him for a long time, but maybe that's a gift. You know, maybe I need to pull way, way back for him anyway. But it's definitely going to be different. Very different. From the way
it's been. Well, you know, I mean, be warm, be loving, let the energy, you know, give it a PG rating in terms of, you know, no fights, no arguments.
Right.
Just let
But you don't have to open yourself up totally and become vulnerable to someone. You can still have a guard up while being somewhat open.
Yeah.
It's okay, but in your first layer of physicality, just, you know, let the energy flow through, see where it goes. You know, protect your assets, protect your heart, protect your mind in terms of the ultimate interior protections. But, you know, your son may have to learn something through this.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I've certainly learned a lot. I'm sure he has to, too. I'm wondering, I don't know if I should just, when we talk, just be loving and forgiving and saying, okay, from we go on from here, or if I feel inside I really need to let him know the extent of the damage, you know, not blaming, but just to, one, let him know, and two, maybe address his anger for his own health?
Not yet. Because you hold to that. But right now, let some other healing aspects come in, because there's something he has to get ready to hear it.
So as far as a conversation, you put the conversation off and just, you know, enjoy the holidays and say, we can talk about this later, and let's just enjoy each other's company. Then you get your grandson and maybe can start rebuilding towards something that's more healthy.
Okay.
He's not gonna hear you till he's ready. And you gotta be wise. You gotta wait a little bit for him to get ready. And then when you say it to him, and you say it to him gently, but you know, with some assertion.
Break it to him gently.
Yeah. So and then it will be ready and received. Because you don't, if you say it and you alienate it, you just went right back to where you were. You don't want that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And then there's going to be more. The repair will maybe never happen. So
break it
just
to
give
me
it some time.
Gently. I'm sorry, I got the pronoun wrong.
Yeah. Me is not a good
song.
Word. But okay, it doesn't matter.
Another musical reference.
That's the way you should do it, Pat.
So did you have a question about your medication, Pat?
Well, first of all, I'm so glad I asked you. I really appreciate that answer. No, it was funny. I've been thinking about changing this medication, and I was reading symptoms, and one was difficulty swallowing. And as I got unmuted, I got stuck in the swallow, and I thought, I'm not going to be able to talk. So I just sort of was saying that. It's Wellbutrin for depression, and I've been on the generic, and I want to try the brand because I think I might do better on that.
Gosh, if your insurance covers it, maybe you should do that first.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. And ultimately, I want to get off. I don't even know that this is helping and how much medication I need at this point.
Here's a suggestion, and it's not medically. We're not talking about medications. Get some really warming, healing teas. Tea.
Okay.
You know, it sounds ridiculous, but not really because, maybe not.
Because herbal teas are, you know, herbs are healing.
Yeah, I mean, get a really good, non-chemical, the best tea. Invest in that, invest in that. Get some really good tea.
It's interesting. I drink lots of coffee, and I have been pulled the last 2 weeks to drink tea, and yesterday I look in the cupboard and I thought, I'm out of this almost. I need to buy more. What should I buy? I will Google warming tea.
Who told you to drink
me.
Tea?
My head. Just me.
She had tea in her cupboard. But like, where? What kind of tea?
It's always herbal, but I usually make my own, or I buy lemon balm because I know that's good for Epstein-Barr. I made my own for nerve tea and another one for flu. I like, you know, researching, and so I buy them in bulk and then put it all together.
That's good. That's really good because you're buying a higher quality leaf usually. You're buying them
and
in that
a
way
lot
rather than getting
too.
Like a bag tea off the supermarket shelf, which is not going to be good.
A lot cheaper too in the long run. So
listen,
thank you.
Yeah, drink tea and listen to some really beautiful music. No voices.
Okay.
No voices, just music.
Okay.
And when you're outside and you find a feather, take it home.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just take it home.
My dashboard is filled with feathers, and I've got a big either turkey or eagle wing there. And yes, I'm very aware of when feathers show up. I'm grateful. I will be looking for them again.
What,
they haven't been around.
What we're
they
doing
haven't been now, around for
sorry,
a while.
Yeah.
Say again.
What we're doing is, you see, there's a spirit connecting.
Thank you.
Your spirit guide is telling me all this. Now I'm getting to why I'm here.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Spirit guide is making a special appearance today.
Yeah.
Huh. Nice. That is very special. I feel very grateful for that and humbled too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Pat.
And I appreciate your support through all these years.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're glad that you've been a caller for so many years. So.
Yeah, thank you.
Two appearances now in two different ratings.
Santa Claus? Oh, yeah, because, right, the Santa Claus photo and then the Santa
Actually,
Claus.
Actually, three appearances because the photo and then two people.
Two people in the, yeah. Pat came in late. Did you hear that call earlier? It was our first caller. Yeah.
No.
Neil asked Michelle if there was anyone in the family that had dressed up as Santa Claus. So two actually people in her family have.
Oh, interesting.
And then she mentioned Santa Claus. But it is the season, as they say. So
Yeah.
That's
great, though. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Okay. We have like 5 minutes. Well, really
five
about
minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes to
talk
about the repetition of karma?
Yeah, but you know, I wanted to say something. I don't think we're going to really have time to even start. Why start? But I wanted to say something about last week's show that we didn't really touch on. It was about obstructing destiny.
Mm-hmm.
The element which we didn't discuss, which often obstructs destiny, is the inability to let go. So, I mean, that is super, super important. And being able to let go completely of certain issues or whatever it may be in your life, I mean, it is extremely freeing, I think. And it does help you overcome blocks to achieving your destiny, for sure.
Yeah, letting go is vital.
Most major things.
But that does lead into briefly our.
Well, I thought it did too.
Going to be our discussion,
yeah.
Because over and over and over and over again is the theme of repeating our past lives over and over and over again, because we keep coming back and we keep doing the same thing, and that becomes a neurotic tendencies when we're caught in a problem that just keeps reoccurring
or obsessing, even if it's just a mental state.
Yeah.
Rather than a physical problem we're experiencing. Repeating things in your mind.
That mental compulsion, that it's deadening. And then it cycles itself like a spinning wheel so that it can thoroughly feed into your addictions and all kinds of things like that. So, you know, my first clue is even preceding going to psychics, the first clue is willpower. If you have willpower and you can snap out of it, do that. You don't need anybody. You just need yourself. And if you can't, then, of course, you got to start looking at psychics and therapists and doctors.
I want to say something about willpower. I think it's totally underrated because people say, well, you know, you're powerless over this or that. Well, not true.
No, I don't believe that. I'm a firm believer in willpower. You know, you're powerless to knock your fist into a wave coming onto shore thinking you're going to stop it. We build dams for that and stuff, but or barricades of some sort. But in terms of the human soul, willpower is vastly important. And that doesn't mean that you give your life over to God or whatever it is, Jesus or Buddha. It doesn't mean that you just surrender everything. The word surrender, sometimes it's short of death. You don't die, you surrender. Some people surrender and are killed anyways. But when you surrender, you either surrender on two things. You surrender voluntarily, or you surrender because you have to. You're forced by forces to surrender. So this surrender comes in different attitudes and layers of energy. But usually when you surrender, there's serenity in some respect, because there's time to reflect and there's time to think. A lot of prisoners start really thinking when they're incarcerated. They start really thinking, and they read the Bible, they read books, they read law books, they philosophize, or they connect to birds, as bird Maglalcatras.
Yeah.
What's his name? So
we're out of time.
So we're out of time. So we have to surrender to Father Time.
But maybe we should use our willpower to keep the show going indefinitely.
You can.
Okay, well, we are back on there. We'll keep it going on Friday. How about that? And we can get more into this discussion at that point. And hopefully we'll hear from someone on Friday. That's 9 a.m. Pacific. We're back on the air at 12 p.m. Eastern. Then, callers, bye.